Hello and welcome to Dateline New Haven on WNHH FM. Today we're happy to have in our studio New Haven's improv comedy troupe, the Regicides, performing New Haven Independent Comments.
Thank you guys for coming in the bar today. I just wanted to talk to you guys about all these nips that has been collected on the ground. There's an article in the Independent about it. I told them, well, I sympathize with the idea of cleanliness. The sound of it just sounds like another Connecticut tax gimmick. The deposit on every bottle is gonna just that you can recycle is considered abandoned or goes to, you know, the coffers of the state.
Pass me that nip. Thanks, Earl. Nips are more than a little problem. I mean, they can facilitate drinking and driving. A driver can avoid being caught with an open container. They're small enough to either be sealed or empty. I mean, I haven't been caught yet.
Yeah, how about passing a bill for a deposit for political campaign lawn signs?
political signs that are on poles that are left for months after the thing.
That's the real litter problem.
Hey, guys, I rode, quote-unquote, sober, 11.3 miles today down to Townsend Avenue in Lighthouse Park. I counted 357 plastic or metal recyclable containers. All 5-cent containers. That's $17.85.
I mean,
wow. Yeah.
I think that math is right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a genius after a couple beers, I'll tell you that now.
Milk and juices are pretty much the only things that we need in bottles. Those are good for us.
I mean, a 15 or 25-cent deposit would incentivize the homeless to become, you know, small army of litter picker uppers.
15 cent deposit. As Wendy said, are you people on drugs? You should be drinking instead.
They're like tobacco taxes. None of that's gonna go to health promotion.
Oh, man.
All right, so that's the Regicides or Regicides?
The Regicides.
Regicides are the great local comedy improv group affiliated with the Broken Umbrella Theater, which now has a permanent home in West Rock on Blake Street. And they're here on Dateline New Haven to read some comments from the New Haven Independent comment threads. That was from an article about a proposal to tax nips, the small bottles of liquor, and also to talk about, they got so much going on today, including tonight, May 7th, they have a performance. Why don't you tell us about that? And by the way, we have on Ruben Ortiz, Andrew Elliott, and Frankie Douglas.
Hey, everybody. Hello, New Haven. Hello, world? Question mark? Yeah, this is Ruben, artistic director of a Broken Umbrella Theater.
I think it is a World Wide Web, so I think we are live to the entire world.
Nice, Mom, I made it.
They just got to tune in.
We do occasionally have, like, we'll check it on the day, and it'll say, like, one person in Yemen was watching. Or someone in Manitoba.
Shout out to Manitoba.
Yes.
I'm Andrew Elliott.
I'm Frankie Douglas.
And again, we are the Regicides. So the Regicides are a comedy troupe, the comedy improv troupe arm of a Broken Umbrella Theater, which we do create original work based and inspired by the history of theater, and hence the name of our improv troupe was actually inspired by the history of New Haven. The Regicides, King Killers, essentially,
Whaley, Goff, and Dixwell.
Yes, they sentenced King Charles I to death, and when King Charles II rose to ascension, he said, listen, I'll be king if I can get all the kings that sentenced my dad to death. So those three judges, the Regicides, hid in New Haven and up on West Rock, right?
And they were up in the cave. Well, two of them were in the cave. Dixwell laid low and changed his name, and was the name was restored years and years later, but, you know, once the king stopped looking for him.
And actually, our show tonight, you could, from where you're seated, you could actually watch and look up at West Rock, because our space at 4468 Blake Street in Westville, where we'll be doing our show tonight to kick off Art Walk at 7 o'clock with a musical stylings of DJ Dulio playing the vinyl set, and then we'll be following up around 8 o'clock with comedy improv for the whole crew, 18 and over, please.
And it's just because you guys have been on a long time, because my kids were little, they're now in their 30s. We used to go see Broken Umbrella when you started, and you did the plays about the factories that used to be there,
yeah.
The invention of the bicycle. You would go to these great spaces, and my favorite was when you went to Horowitz Brothers to do that
yes.
One. But now you have your own place where you'd been from time to time anyway.
We have a space. So we have two spaces now. One is currently in construction, and we're currently raising money for. We were lucky enough and fortunate to receive a $500,000 grant from the state of Connecticut to work on that. However, there's still a lot more money that's needed.
That same place, right?
And no, so actually, so then right around the corner is where we're currently situated at. We have two garage doors. We open those up, and we've created lights. We have entire three studios. We ran a telethon out of the other day. We'll be actually showing musical guests and live improv in an outdoor performance space. And we usually, and hence, since we're Broken Umbrella, we usually do things rain or shine. And we usually have actually umbrellas to provide. So,
yeah, non-functional. Well, some of them are semi-functional umbrellas.
I mean, if they weren't broken.
But where's the permanent space going to be?
The permanent space will be on the corner of Blake and Fitch Street.
Right.
Yeah, just down the street from
Southern
Connecticut, and right there, just that which borders, you know, West Hills. It borders Beaver Hills, Westville, and the.
And
college.
I love the history of that because you know you're a troupe that goes into New Haven's history, but you bring us to a new chapter, making your own history. And that district used to be all factories.
Yeah.
And now it's building a whole new neighborhood there with all those apartments.
That's
so it's
right.
Kind of interesting that you're going to be part of that renewal of a new chapter history of that conjunction, that juncture of West Hills, West Rock, and Beaver Hills and Westville, really.
Yeah, and we're looking for that space to not only be our home, but to be a creative home for other organizations as well. It'll be like an incubator, a place to collaborate, because we do original work. We obviously can't do that 52 weeks out of the year. So we're looking forward to other artists and theater companies to come in and use our space and just to come in and enjoy, and obviously for the community to come and enjoy live music, enjoy original theater, enjoy scripted plays that other people have come in and directed as well. So it's exciting. It's going to be a few years to get up the ground, and obviously we're still continuing our fundraising and looking forward to when that construction actually begins. But
so tonight, Tuesday, May 7th, starting at 7 with Dulio doing the DJing, and then at 8 o'clock you do an improv. Is there any theme to tonight, or is it just improv?
It's go on, you take it from there.
Well, tonight it's just going to be the theme is Welcome to Art Walk, because we're kicking off Art Walk Week with our Regicides show that we've done. I think we've done this our third year in a row, maybe
four.
This is of being part of the original the initialization of Art Walk for the year. We're really excited, you know, being a Westville and West Rock based. Group right now, we're always excited when Art Walk's coming through. And
Art Walk's gotten so big. I mean, that's also another, I think, reflection of the cultural renaissance of Westville and the west side of town. I mean, thousands of people come on the weekend.
And it's going to be fun. And people show up, rain or shine. It's usually rainy. but it should be, it's slated to be a beautiful night tonight. And, and we do, in terms of themes, when we do improv, we play a bunch of different games, which maybe we could try to play a game right now. With our comments, we play a game called Genres. I don't know if anyone knows about that at home. We could call it Netflix stations or whatever. So there are different styles of theater or film or television, which people may know of: westerns, film noir, mystery, science fiction, children's show. So why don't we take a second, crew, and maybe we can read some comments in a genre.
Okay, now would you like me to turn off the mics for me to put up some music while you talk, or are you ready to jump in?
I think we're ready to jump in.
Okay, Brent. You're listening to Dateline New Haven and WNHH-FM, New Haven's home for community radio at 103.5 and live streamed at WNHH.org. We have the Regicides of A Broken Umbrella the afternoon before they're performing tonight, Tuesday, May 7th, at Art Walk in Westville. So hit it, guys and gals.
We'll just start it off. Give us a genre, Paul. Something that you may like and know.
Well, what kind of comments were you looking at?
There's so many comments. Which ones are we looking
biking.
At right now?
We're looking at biking.
So we had a number of new stories you have comments from about how the drivers hate the people who ride bikes and the bikers hate the people who drive cars, and that's simplistic and reductive and maybe even true.
We'll start that, and let's do this in the style of a children's show to begin.
So, what's next? Doug Hoddleston has his staff at TT&P. They've been tremendous community partners and dedicated with a lot of energy and time.
It is a fact that traveling by bicycle is the most efficient way to get around. It is also a fact that it's good for you, your health, and well-being.
Yay! That was a great one. How about let's change this genre and let's move into the style of horror. Begin.
Should we encourage it? How much should we accommodate it? It is a growth industry now and can be a modest source of, I don't know, more service jobs.
Oh, I see the next generation as being much more comfortable riding in traffic.
And maintaining their hardware.
All right, we'll freeze on that one. Let's do one in the style of country western.
Boom, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Personally, I don't believe cyclists should be banned from sidewalks. But edict taught. I also advocate for a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit on all residential streets.
Well, most cyclists are licensed drivers and can be ticked for violations. It has not been seen as risky by cyclists, but it is rather rude. I'm confident the citizens and managers of New Haven will come up with something great.
And we'll do one more. How about one in the style of a QVC? You think we can rock that one?
This past Monday, I was in my car at the intersection of Chapel and State Streets, waiting for the light to change. First in line, the light turned green, and a bicyclist went right through his red light across the front of my car, and on his way, giving me a quick glance, if I had not paused for a few seconds, I would have struck him.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller on QVC. I'm so excited about this bike thing. How much was that again?
$29.95.
Lovely.
And it's a gorgeous way to break the law and piss off all the cars.
You don't have to have any regard for laws or traffic when you're on a bicycle.
Last but not least, this is how are you, Andrew? I'm throwing it to you. I may need this here. Let's do one in the style of Shakespeare, just for all of our theater people at home. Here, give me that. I'll read this one.
I got to find a comment that's an iambic pentameter.
Oh, that's
My thoughts were correct when posted. As more votes came in the age of favoring bikes, making all of our comments true, I exaggerate my anti-bikist thoughts in a bit because all board members of Elm City Cyclists seem to comment, often skewing NHI stories toward their views.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, the Regicides performing comments from the New Haven Independent. Hey, did you know the scene when I had about the guy who was late in the elevator?
Yes. Yeah, we saw that one.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. We'll do that later.
You can give us that one later, yeah.
But anyway, so the Regicides have been around how long? 30 years?
The Regicides Improv Group's been around for
Broken Umbrella Theater.
Broken Umbrella's at 15 years.
15 years that's in New old? Haven, yeah, yeah. It feels like 30, but...
Well, we do stories about the history of New Haven, yeah. Retroactively, we've been part of it since the very beginning.
Okay. Since 1638, actually, you know? But yeah, we've been around 15 years, based in Westville, but we have done And we try to be as site-specific as possible. So we've done shows Under a Bridge about a pirate. We've done shows Lyric Hall about a vaudeville murderer.
What else? That was awesome.
We did the one you mentioned at the singer across in the sewing machine about the bicycle suffrage and the corset freewheelers. That was the one that was called. And that was, again, that was in conjunction with the Festival of Arts and Ideas. Which
is starting in June, a couple weeks. And you folks will be involved in the festival, International Festival of Arts and Ideas, Saturday, June 5th. What are you doing there?
We, again, since we do shows based and inspired by the history of New Haven, what is more New Haven than a beats? So pizza has been our inspiration, and we have begun to work on a show. Instead of performing the whole pie, because, you know, it takes a while to create these shows, we will be performing a slice on June 17th, 18th, and 19th for the Festival of Arts and Ideas. And it will be performed, again, since we do spite-specific work, at Next Door.
I love that place.
Amazing
and
pizza
that has
space.
History, too. That used to be a speakeasy that this boxer had in Jocelyn Square and during Prohibition.
Keep going. I'm learning the history as we go.
And then it became like a very hot neighborhood, and then it got closed, and then it got redone as yuppies were trying to gentrify that area in the 80s, but it didn't work because it was this beautiful place. They got a place with a lot of crimes to place, got shut down. And then it got reinvented again as Next Door with Doug Coffin with the pizza truck. And, you know, but it has that history. They really preserved it well. It's part of that square of a neighborhood that got cut in parts by the highway, but kind of still is trying to always come back.
I want to give a huge shout out to Doug Coffin for his generosity, his willingness.
So you're going to be at Next Door, which is a great space to perform.
We are going to be at Next Door. We'll be taking that over for nights. I believe you'll still be able to order pizzas from there.
And it's really good pizza. Yep.
It's delicious.
It actually, we ran a pizza bracket ranking 64 different pizzas, most of them from New Haven, but not entirely. I believe Stouffer's French Bread was also on the list. They did not win.
It didn't win.
We did not rig the thing, but I'm not saying that nobody rigged it. And Next Door won our pizza bracket.
Wow.
I think we had over 500 votes across
and
all of
which,
it.
Which pie? Any particular pie?
No particular pie. I think it was just...
Yeah, we were just ranking the... trying to find out the places.
And the beer on tap is really good there.
I mean, there's a great space. And then also they have the big green truck that drives around as well. So you can't... You know.
So your two big things come up are Tuesday. I mean, it's tonight, Tuesday, May 7th. And if you listen to this later, you'll still be able to catch them on the second event. 7 p.m. music, 8 p.m. improv. At Art Walk downtown at 446 A Blake Street, which is basically across from the park there in the school. And it's hard to cross that street.
Well, we're on across the street from Elm City Montessori. Yeah. We've got a parking lot on the other side of the...
So there's free parking.
Yeah.
It is accessible. Again, it is outdoors.
And lots and lots of people can walk there in Westville.
Yeah.
It's a very walkable area of town. Again, a lot of parking. Great musical guests, and we also have beverages provided by Black Hog Brewery
as well.
Yeah, they're great. So
think they'll have the granola brown ale.
Whatever they gave us is what we use.
they are wonderful sponsors of A Broken Umbrella and have been fueling a lot of Regicide shows for a very long time.
Yes, and they even fuel rehearsals. You know,
so whenever I have a Black Hog Brew, I just think of improv.
So tell me about how y'all got into this. So Frankie Douglas, you grew up in New Haven, right?
Yeah.
And you now, you said, told me you're a student in Ann Arbor in public health.
Yeah.
But you come back, how long have you been performing with the Regicides?
Since 2019. I joined in 2019. Mm-hmm.
So you were in high school?
No. I'm older than I look, I guess.
Okay.
I graduated high school in 2013. I went
to goodness.
Co-op.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Did you do theater
there? I
appreciate
it. Yes, I did. So that's kind of some of my beginning in theater.
And so is this like you kept in touch with the group while you went away to college and all that
kind
of stuff?
Yeah, these are my buds.
And do you look in that career thing or something to always be doing as part of your life while you're also doing public health?
The latter. Yeah, like I can't lose this, you know.
Now, this is getting a little heavy, but some kind of work you do in public health can really be sad.
Yeah.
Like you can come home, you see some pretty sad stuff you're dealing with. Does it kind of help to like have an improv group to go joke around
this
and drink black hog beer and like eat pizza and make jokes?
Yeah. Yes. This is very healing for my soul for sure.
And we need that as a community.
Yes.
Because we also deal with very serious stuff and we need to also be able to laugh at it, enjoy it, and have black hog beer and next door pizza too. So Andrew Elliott, how long have you been involved?
I think I've been involved for like 8 years, something like that. My family moved to New Haven about that long ago. My wife is a New Havener from birth and very proud of it. And we moved to Westville, and some of her friends were in the troupe, and I got hooked up with them. I studied theater at NYU, so I had a little bit of an advantage coming into it.
But I started. See you do Shakespeare. Have you ever done a Shakespeare play?
Yeah, it's been a while.
What'd you do?
I did. What was it? It was Comedy of Errors. I was Dromio. You know, one of the sets of twins, which was a lot of fun. I remember there was a moment that I actually had to improv some Shakespeare in the middle of the show because somebody had, I think, skipped ahead like an entire page, and like there was a lot of, you know, at the end of those Shakespeare plays, they always just kind of like recap the whole thing of like, remember all the stuff that happened? Well, here's what it means. That didn't happen. And the audience, whether they would have known otherwise, they were very lost.
So what did you do?
I think I strung together a couple of unrhyming, non-iambic pentameter made up Shakespeare talk of like, what sayest thou of this? And cued in my castmate's line of, because she was standing there very much knowing that she had things that needed to be said. So I kind of just cued her in, but I think there were only her and I knew that had been skipped.
And what do you do for a living, Andrew?
I'm a user experience designer, so I work in code on websites as part of the Technolutions crew.
Oh, Technolutions. Mm-hmm. Now, that's that company. Not everybody knows it's here, even though the name's on the building, and you're going great guns, and they're funding, like, half the arts in Connecticut.
I mean, Alexander Clark is really, really supportive of the arts in Connecticut. He's the head of Technolutions, and we're excited. He actually helps us with some of our polls. Our brackets were run through the Slate software that we make and manage. So being an inside man on that, I was able to get some good help on.
So what about non-disclosure agreements? Are you ever gonna be able to do a good goof on user experience feedback?
Oh, I love my users so much, and I would never ever lampoon them in public.
I like the in public part. So Ruben Ortiz, you're the artistic director.
That is correct.
How long have you been involved?
Since its inception. So
really?
yeah. So I guess I'm a founder of Broken Umbrella Theater.
Man, you folks are all a lot older than you look. Like all three of us.
Gosh, Paul, thank you so much.
I'm old, so like, okay.
You do know there's a webcam, right? It's not just the radio.
And so you, from the inception, and yes. Were you already involved in theater and improv? Do you
yes.
have any inspirations for improv? Second City, obviously.
Yeah, so I did Improv Olympic. I did a lot of, I'm originally from Allentown, Pennsylvania, and where I met Ian Alderman, Ryan Gardner, Richard Shapiro, Chrissy Gardner, Lisa Daly, a
Why
whole bunch
they
of
in Allentown?
Muhlenberg College is my hometown. So we all went to school there, studied theater there, did improv there, and then as a broken umbrella, it is. We were all scattered across the country, like a broken umbrella, and we all came back here to New Haven and created a fun artistic
That's
community.
That's amazing. It was an Allentown conspiracy for improv in New Haven.
Yeah.
You know. How did it happen that you all ended up here? Were a lot of them here originally? Like, I know the Alderman had the scrap metal.
Alderman was here. Ryan Gardner, Chrissy Gardner moved here as well to work at Yale and to just be closer to some friends. Sometimes you choose friends over family and then we moved here as well. We were here, you know, we were here for rehearsals for shows, and we said, my wife and I said, let's just move here.
Nice.
We have a great welcoming community, and we all kind of like help each other out. Like we even the crew here, like we help babysit each other's kids, pick each other's kids up.
I don't have kids.
Yes. Yeah. Auntie Frankie, better watch out, Frank.
And was it too cliche to think you guys ever did a spoof on the Allentown song by Billy Joel? When
we didn't do that one. We've done a bunch of different spoofs, but on Allentown, we have not. Done that one yet.
It might be a little bit too obvious.
Though. Yeah, you know, but we get to live in here in New Haven town. So we'll figure it out.
We get it. So it sounds like a great troupe. I'm so glad you guys are in New Haven and you're bringing our history back to life as you're creating new history. As we let everybody know, just one more time, Tuesday, May 7th, if you're listening to the show live, show up at 7 o'clock for the music, 8 o'clock for the improv at 446 Blake Street across from the Big Smokestack. And, whenever you're listening to this, June 17 and 18, when Arts and Ideas gets going, the Brown Bellas Reed Sides are going to be doing A Pizza History and Theater at Next Door. That sounds like a really fun night.
Yeah. And all summer long, we'll be doing shows At our space outdoors.
Oh, you will?
So, yeah, we have a whole summer series. So today kicks off our summer series with Art Walk. Then we're doing a improv show on the 15th in conjunction again with Arts Festivals, Arts and Ideas. Then July 13th, July 27th, August 10th, August 24th, and September 14th. So all summer long, if you missed this show, come on back.
Is it at a website? Is it at your website?
It's on a website.
Brokenumbrella.org. You can get tickets. There's a link for tickets to A Slice and links to our Facebook page, which is really the best way to stay up to date on when new shows are coming.
Yes.
And then sign up for the mailing list because we'll send you an email.
We could give us a second. We could bring one up for you. Sure.
Okay. I'd request Eddie just, but it's fine to deny the request. Do whatever you feel like.
Gotcha.
Okay. In the meantime, why don't we listen to Joy Alotakin singing "If You Got a Problem," while we can watch them confer.
And you're on your own. You've been trying, but the fight never goes away. And you don't know when the sun will shine again. All you gotta do is look my way. If you got a problem, I got a problem too. If you're standing at the bottom, I'll reach out for you. If you need someone to lean on, baby, I can be strong. I will carry you through. If you got a problem, I got a problem too. Everybody needs something to believe. If you want, you can always put your faith in me.
Everything in theater is timing, right? And life. And what perfect timing. We have the Broken Umbrella Theater here. Honored to have them live on Dateline New Haven. While you heard Joy Alotakin doing You Got a Problem, from the beginning to the end, they planned out our next sketch. They did it live. You watched them but didn't hear them. Have a fun time putting it together. We're going to close out our show with the performance of which story are we doing?
We're doing the elevator.
So the elevator. Eddie just ran for Alder a few years ago in New Hallville. He came in to bring his petitions so that he could show up on the ballot. The petitions were due at 4 o'clock. He got there a few minutes before 4. The elevator, if you've ever been at 200 Orange Street, was not cooperating. So by the time he got there, it was 4:02. He had all his signatures, but it was too late. Eddie Gist's campaign was doomed. Hit it, a broken theater. A broken umbrella.
Boom, boom. Fifth floor, please.
Yeah, come on in. Going up.
I got like a minute to get these in here.
I gotta deliver these pizzas. If they're not hot, I'm not gonna get paid.
Okay, come on, can we just skip this floor?
No, I gotta deliver it at 2.
And I gotta go to the bathroom. The only clean one is on the second floor.
Oh, we'll get your mic there.
Gotcha.
You gotta go to the bathroom, but I gotta get these in. I'm trying to get to Alder.
Yeah, well.
Oh, this is the second floor. Could you hold the door for me? I'll be right back. I just gotta run this pizza in.
Wait, no. Do you really have to go to the bathroom that bad?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a signature first of all.
Yet another argument for the stairs.
Guys, this is ridiculous. I got like three more floors to go. I got 30 seconds. Come on.
Hey, everybody knows you should get another 50% of those, you know. Hey, thanks for holding it.
And in politics, rule number one is know the rules. You don't have to agree with them, and you can try to change them later, but you gotta get them going.
Hey, another question is, why is the elevator so slow in not such a tall building?
I knew. Listen, guys, I would have taken the stairs, but if I walk away and trying to find the stairs, the elevator doors are going to open.
Yeah, fair.
I've been looking around for parking for forever. It's hard to park here, as we all know. This is my first time here. I'm trying to be older. If I'm older, I could fix all of this for you guys.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll say it again. I was saying it before, but why should anyone have to go out and get signatures? It should be done like they do in states like Louisiana, where the candidates must file for a notice of candidacy and either pay a filing fee or file a nominating petition.
If you'd parked in the garage, you wouldn't have to have found street parking. Why didn't you just park in the garage?
Hey, listen, I know this could have been an 18-minute walk, right? I could have taken the stairs right next to the elevator to go up a floor, but I did not expect you to deliver 20 pizzas to every floor. Is this your stop? Are you getting out right here? Oh, my gosh.
No, I'll wait.
Okay.
Let me just hold the door.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Are you going right now, or are you going to actually go to the bathroom?
No, I'll go to the bathroom.
Oh, should we hold it for you?
No, I feel bad for you. Good luck.
I think I'm a minute late.
Okay, then.
Certainly that won't disqualify you. It's just 1 minute. This is real official city business.
There's no way that 1 minute could keep you out of the race.
It's the registrar. They should extend the time.
I would think, you know, most jobs give you a 7-minute grace period. Also, a clock can easily be, you know, 2 minutes fast or 2 minutes slow. I agree. Grace period should be no more than 5 minutes and should be self, you know, that should work. How about this, guys? I'm running for Alder next year. Can I get these signatures now?
Yeah.
I don't live in New Haven, but sure.
Works for me.
And in the end, he was too late.
But you guys were right on time. You guys hit it on the nail. Thank you so much. Broken Umbrella Theater, one of New Haven's homegrown comedy troops, the Regicides. Come see them Tuesday night.
Tonight.
7 o'clock, the music. 8 o'clock, improv. On Blake Street, right across from the park there in the school. Come see them June 17th and 18th. Have some great Black Hawk beer and some great pizza at Next Door in Johnson Square, where they're going to start performing a slice. And check their website, A Broken Umbrella Theater.
BrokenUmbrella.org.
BrokenUmbrella.org to find out about what they're doing every month. So thank you to Ruben Ortiz, Andrew Elliott, and Frankie Douglas. So nice to hang with you guys.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
Thanks to Harry Gross, the best producer in the business.
Harry!
We're going to take it out with I Wish I Knew How It Feel to Be Free.
See you all tonight, folks.
From the Afro-Semitic Experience. This is Paul Bass inviting you to fly free with us all day and all night long at WNHH New Haven's home for community radio.